Tory Betrayal of Voters on Mass Migration: The Manifestation of Corporate Government Greed, by Kurt Zindelka on May 30, 2023. Mass migration to Britain is the result of corporate government greed by the Conservative Party, which has betrayed the will of the people by bending the knee to business interests, the chairman of the Beau Group has said. The so-called Conservative Party won the 2010, 2015, 2017, and 2019 elections on the promise of considerably reducing immigration. Yet the annual influx has more than doubled the heights seen under the Labour government of Tony Blair, who opened the country up to mass migration from the 1990s. Over the past year, alone, net migration hit a record 606,000. With the post-Brexit immigration system instituted under Boris Johnson incentivizing more immigration rather than cutting it, as voters were led to believe in the EU referendum. Crucially, unlike the Australian model that Johnson's points-based immigration scheme was based on, the British government did not impose any annual cap on the number of foreigners allowed in per year, effectively opening up the possibility to immigrate to the country to millions across the globe. Yet, perhaps more importantly, the Tories also lowered the salary threshold for the laughably broad skilled worker visa from £35,800 to just £20,960 for those with enough points. Unsurprisingly, the lax immigration regulations have so far failed to incentivize corporations and business owners from investing in the recruitment and training of local workers, according to the Chartered Institute of Personnel Development, which found that many are still opting to import foreign labor to the detriment of native Britons. Speaking to Breitbart London, the chairman of the UK's oldest conservative think tank, the Beau Group, Ben Harris-Quinney said, "Mass immigration is not the result of a popular uprising of the masses or charity to refugees, but the manifestation of corporate government greed." The Conservative Party have broken their now 13-year-old promise to reduce immigration to the tens of thousands because they fear global corporates more than their betrayed voters. Corporates love mass immigration because they want cheap, easy to exploit labor and unnaturally inflated property prices. It is indeed morally right that Britain offers safe haven to a proportion of those fleeing war, but more than 90% of immigration to the UK is economic migration. There is nothing moral about someone travelling to the UK from Portugal to stack shelves at an Amazon warehouse. According to figures from the Office for National Statistics, ONS, wages have remained essentially flat since the borders of Britain were flung open by the Blair administration. While median weekly wages have doubled since 1997 in purely numerical terms, when adjusted for inflation there has only been an increase by £89 over the quarter of a century, rising from £551 in 1997 to £640 last year. When just looking at the time in which the Tory party has been in charge, that is since 2010, the median wage has actually fallen in real terms by £30. While the government and corporate interests often complain of alleged labor shortages following the departure from the European Union and the Chinese coronavirus crisis, large swaths of the native British population are essentially sitting on the sidelines, with around 5 million working-age Britons currently receiving some form of disability welfare from the government, at an estimated cost of £1.9 billion a week spent on propping up the massive welfare state, which politicians from both parties claim relies on more imported labour. The economic agenda of extraction migration, which siphons off huge swaths of human capital from less developed countries by importing foreigners to Britain, has also been justified by the powers that be as a means to prop up the holy grail of UK statism, the National Health Service, NHS. It is often claimed that in order to keep the socialised healthcare system afloat, the UK needs to bring in doctors from places in desperate need of healthcare professionals such as Africa or the Indian subcontinent. While Britain still spends enormous amounts of money on education for prospective doctors, they are increasingly looking for more lucrative options abroad in light of foreign workers allowing the state to keep doctor salaries artificially low. A survey last year conducted by the British Medical Association, BMA, found that over a third of junior doctors were planning to move abroad this year, with a staggering 42% intending to relocate to Australia, which offers considerably higher wages for doctors than at the NHS. Although Brexit under the neoliberal Conservative Party has so far resulted in record waves of both legal and illegal migration, the departure from the EU has seen wages actually rise in the hospitality sector. According to the recruiting site Caterer.com, the limits placed on migrants being able to come to the country to work in the hospitality sector has seen wages increase higher than the national average, increasing by 9.5%. The increase comes as some 200,000 foreign hospitality workers have left the country since 2019. Despite this apparent demonstration of the success of supply-side restrictions, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and his globalist cabal that seized power last year, against the will of the Conservative Party membership, will likely once again bend to the will of the moneyed interests that prop up his party. Interestingly, it appears that the head of the opposition, left-wing Labour Party Sir Keir Starmer, seems intent on trying to outmaneuver the PM on the right on immigration. However, his party has also so far refused to commit to a cap on overall numbers, and the leftist wing of London media elites have already put the threat of accusations of racism on the table to try to nip any idea of cutting numbers in the bud. If you ignore the staggering figures and listen to the media rhetoric, you'd be forgiven for thinking Britain was an under a fascist regime hostile to any migrant or refugee. The reality is this government lets in record numbers of immigrants, more than the last Labour government, or any government in history, BO Group Chairman Ben Harris Quinney said. The farrago of lies churned out over immigration hath allowed 25 years of governments to mislead, misdirect and con the British public. It is crucially important that the people ignore the rhetoric from both major parties, and focus on the figures. It is likely well over 1.5 million people will have entered the UK to live last year, most of them legally, more than 200% more than under Labour, and not a single person voted for it. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.